This morning, beloved, would you be gracious and kind to turn with me to Psalm 148 this morning, as we continue our journey in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, with a S, meaning plural. Psalm 148. Now, for our call to instruction, some 20 minutes ago, we read responsively Psalm 145, verses 1 to 10. Well, this morning, I'm going to read in your hearing Psalm 148 in its entirety. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, notice, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. This ought to bring a picture of Genesis chapter 1, the 6 days of creation. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Verse 5 ought to be a side reference to Genesis chapter 1, showing the doctrine of ex nihilo, where God simply speaks something into existence that never was there before. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, talking about the great dinosaurs. Yes, dinosaurs were in the Garden of Eden. Man and dinosaurs walked together. Yes, dinosaurs were on board the ark, and yes, dinosaurs left the ark and began to flourish and populate, and yes, beloved, in time, man hunted them down, extinguishing them, and as well as climate changes down through time also extinguished them as well. Fire, hail, snow, and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Once again, Genesis chapter 1. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praises of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people, get this, near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. It seems that in verse 14, we have a definition that some people seem to miss. Who is God's people? Who is, or who are, the children of Israel? Now, the Bible tells us, a people near unto him. A people near unto him. And if you look up Ephesians chapter 2, 17, you will find out that Paul tells us who those people are and who they were. Every believing Jew and every believing Gentile, those who were far away and those who were very close to the heart of God, have now been brought together into one new man, the church. And so who is true Israel? It is the body of Christ, the elect of all ages, from all peoples under heaven. That is true Israel, back yonder, today and tomorrow. Well, as you know, beloved, we're doing a mini-series entitled Genesis